Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
Fred Adams founded the Utah Shakespeare Festival, which is held annually in Cedar City on the campus of Southern Utah University. In 1962, while rehearsing Hamlet for the festival's first season, Mr. Adams and the cast had a charming but baffling experience, which is not resolved to this day. We are hoping that you, our listeners, can help us answer a question about that summer. So first, please listen to the story of the three little boys on bikes told by Mr. Adams.
But I'll never forget our first season. Our first plays were Taming of the Shrew, The Merchant of Venice, and Hamlet. And we rehearsed Taming of the Shrew every morning, and we rehearsed Merchant in the afternoon, and then we rehearsed Hamlet at night because Hamlet needed a larger cast than the other two, and so we pulled in the city postmaster and a couple of clerks from JCPenney's and that sort of thing. We had people who had to work during the day but really wanted to work with us at night. We set up our platform on a patio. We began rehearsing with just folding chairs and some risers for an audience. But I noticed almost the second or third rehearsal we had three little boys. I would say, ages maybe 10 to 13, straddling their bikes, sitting there on the sidelines, watching the rehearsal going on, watching us with books in our hands, watching as we blocked, as we memorized. Night after night, we tried to get acquainted with them. They didn't want to talk to us. We were those strange actors. But they never missed. Every night, you could set your clock at 10 minutes to 7. Those boys would wheel in and sit straddling their bikes and sit there until it was over, and then they'd pedal off in the dark. I was saddened, as was most of the company, when we finally added the final touches, costumes, and most important, an audience. When an audience was there, the seats were all filled, and there was the excitement of trumpets summoning the audience to the theater. And I looked, and there were no boys. The little boys were not there, and I was kind of heartsick about that. And years went by, many, many years went by, and I was telling the story of the boys on their bikes at a women's club in a little community called Richfield, Utah. And I finished telling the story of and how much we regretted that those boys never really saw Hamlet, the finished product with an audience, which is the most important of all ingredients to the theater. And one of the ladies came up to me afterwards and she says, "Oh, Mr. Adams, I don't think you even know the end of your story." She said, "Those three boys are my nephews." I said, "Really?" And she said, "Yes. Those boys lived in a little community called Canaraville." Canaraville is almost 12 miles outside of Cedar City. You wouldn't call it a suburb. It was another community. And those boys had permission from their dads to do their chores early, get on their bikes and ride in and watch the rehearsal and come home afterwards. And she said, "And you know, you don't need to feel any regret. They never missed a performance." She said, "Every night they were scouting the trees that surround the stage, scouting where they could go early enough in the afternoon to smuggle into a tree and not be seen and still watch the play." And she said, "But more important than that," she said, "two of my nephews are married now with children, and one of them is in the service." And she said, "And to this day, my three nephews can recite word for word the entire play of Hamlet."
Mr. Adams is now 83 years old and believes the three little boys would be in their early 60s. He would like to meet them, and so would we. Can you help us? Are you familiar with any aspect of this story? If so, please contact our producer, Shalane, at 435-797-0320. You can also comment online at upr.org by finding us on Facebook. Should we succeed in discovering the identities of the three little boys on bikes, we will bring that story to you. This could be fun.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.